We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Philip has just lost the respect of the Youth League football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
On the Crimson Tide Sports Network, from Learfield, live from Baumhauer's Victory Grill in Vestavia Hills, Alabama. Welcome to Crimson Tide Rewind.
Six. He runs to the 10, he's running to the 5, he is to the goal line, he is in. Touchdown, Alabama!
Crimson Tide Rewind is presented by Southeastern Pond Management, managing your liquid assets since 1989. Crimson Tide Rewind is also brought to you by Bud Light. It's for the fans. Golden Flake, the official potato chip of the Alabama Crimson Tide. And by Baumhauer's Victory Grill, legendary fun, legendary food, and the official watch party location of the Crimson Tide. Now live. This is Crimson Tide Rewind.
Good evening, everybody. Welcome to Baumhauer's Victory Grill. We're here in Vestavia Hills, Alabama. The penultimate show of this series for this season, which means it's the next to the last one. We'll be with you again next Monday night. And in the meantime, we'll obviously have a pretty big ball game coming up this weekend as we all head down to Auburn for the 86th renewal of the Iron Bowl. Eli Gold with Corey Reamer. Hello, Corey. How
hey,
are you?
Eli, doing good. How about you?
202 BAMA 2262. We welcome you to participate and join us with your thoughts and comments. Crimson Tide Rewind is presented by Southeastern Pond Management. We're live at Baumhauer's in Vestavia Hills, Alabama. Stay tuned for more. Crimson Tide Rewind from Baumhauer's is coming up right after these messages on the Crimson Tide Sports Network from Learfield.
Tradition, honor, grit. We are Southeastern Pond Management. And for 30 years, we've been committed to being the leader in pond management. Our team understands what it takes to work hard and be the best. That's our legacy, and we are proud to support the Crimson Tide. So call today or visit scponds.com. Southeastern Pond Management, managing your liquid assets since 1989. Roll Tide.
You know, you hear a lot of coaches talk about class. You're not born with it, nor can you buy it. In a lot of ways, class is how you carry yourself and how you treat others. At Dex Imaging, they treat everybody with class, from their employees to their customers to their business partners. So if you need a copier and printer company that understands class, then give Dex Imaging a call. Dex Imaging, the official copier and printer provider of Alabama Athletics.
We always picture the SEC student-athlete for their speed, their vertical, their agility. But it's time we picture them for more. For their campus voice, their community outreach, and for the simple fact that 20 years later, they're still someone's pride and joy. More than students, more than athletes. In the SEC, it just means more.
At Ascension St. Vincent's, care is more than a word. Care is serving our patients, standing with you in times of need, and showing compassion when you're at your most vulnerable. Care is listening and delivering personalized plans from a team of specialists, providing leading-edge treatments at every step. At Ascension St. Vincent's, care is more than a word. It's our calling. Make your next appointment at getstvhscare.com.
The two-minute warning, the caution flag, the four. At PNC Bank, we believe in the power of a helpful watchout. That's why we created Low Cash Mode, the new financial watchout that gives you multiple options and at least 24 hours of extra time to avoid overdraft fees. Low Cash Mode on virtual wallet from PNC Bank. Available on all virtual wallet products. To learn more, visit pnc.com/lowcashmode. Copyright 2021, the PNC Financial Services Group, Inc. All rights reserved, PNC Bank, National Association, member FDIC.
Hey, Alabama fans, this is Roger Hoover. Join me each Tuesday and Thursday at 2 p.m. Central on our CTSN Facebook page for Crimson Drive, driven by Tuscaloosa Toyota. This live-streaming talk show features detailed breakdowns of each Alabama football game, plus conversations with Crimson Tide legends and a Hey Coach preview with Eli Gold. Be sure to like the Crimson Tide Sports Network on Facebook, and each Tuesday and Thursday at 2 p.m. Central, join us to Roll Tide with Crimson Drive, driven by Tuscaloosa Toyota.
Billingsley in motion, returns to the left of the formation. Here now, Bryce looks, throws the out route into the end zone. Metchie, he's got a touchdown, Alabama. He got the position on Monteric Brown. 20 yards later, he receives a beautifully thrown pass, the 34th touchdown pass of the year. For Bryce Young, 7 receptions for touchdowns for John Metchie, and it's nice the way he has really been coming on here the last few games again.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, the beginning of this season, he was kind of Mr. Irrelevant, coming in with a high expectations, and Jameson Williams kind of took over that role and really stepped up in the receiving room, and it seems like Metchie has just gotten healthy throughout this season. Every single week, he's gotten healthier and healthier. He and Jameson Williams had huge weekends. Big performance by this offense, and I'm sure you've read all about it all across any type of media this week today.
Sure. You do know who Mr. Irrelevant is, don't you? You just threw that term out there.
No, I know who he is.
You know who the real one is?
No, I don't know who the real one
Seriously.
Is.
Seriously. The last man taken in the NFL draft every year.
Oh, I thought you meant there was one particular guy
that
they named him after.
No, the last guy drafted in the NFL draft is always called Mr. Irrelevant.
You know, Alabama has one.
Yes, we had Bill Curry as a head coach who was Mr. Irrelevant, taken with the Green Bay Packers.
Yep, and Beano Robinson. Ramsey Robinson.
Wow.
Yeah, he was Mr. Irrelevant in 2005, I believe.
Okay.
That great defense that we had with D'Amico Ryans and Freddie Roach, Roman Harper, Charlie Pepper, all those guys, Anthony Madison, and Ramsey Robinson was Mr. Irrelevant that year. He got to go on all the shows, talk shows. He had a huge time. They had a party for him. It's a big deal to get that award.
Yeah, it's a big deal to get into the draft.
Yeah,
any
absolutely.
Way you can do it. But you see, folks, that's why you tune in.
Yeah.
You learn a lot here on
Crimson. I wish I could have been Mr. Irrelevant. I would have taken it.
I hear you. I understand. We're live here at Baumhauer's Victory Grill. And listen, when you get set to follow all that's going on at the university as far as athletics are concerned, remember to download the Roll Tide mobile app. It's presented by Bancorp South. It's available at the App Store and Google Play. Download the Roll Tide mobile app now. It is absolutely free. I understand Bryce Young just threw another touchdown pass.
He had a great day on Saturday.
It was unbelievable. Named the SEC Offensive Player of the Year. 559 yards and a career-high tying 5 touchdown passes. It's remarkable.
Yeah, broke Scott Hunter's record from, 50-something years ago?
Yeah.
It's amazing to think about that 50-something years ago we threw for 500-something yards for him to break that record. But awesome performance for Bryce Young. It was one of those moments that we had to have him. I mean, unfortunately, the defense kind of gave up some big plays, and there were a lot of scores happening towards the end. It's not like it was a game where it was an easy opponent, you know, and we were just throwing it all over the place with ease. I mean, this was an Arkansas defense who's known for a tough defense.
Yep.
And they play the style of, you know, rushing 3 and dropping 8, which makes this even more impressive that he was able to find this many guys open.
There's like a traffic jam that you look into when you're the quarterback. He goes 31 of 40, and there were 13 completions of 20 yards or more.
Yeah.
And that always brings up the conversation, well, you know, looking ahead, and I shouldn't do that, but I'm guessing that Coach Saban might not be listening to the show right now. I wonder what type of defense offense Georgia has seen that is going to compare to the Crimson Tide.
You know, you look at who they've played this year, and I don't think that If you really look at what we are and what they are, their defense is obviously the strength of that team. The offense has done well, though. You know, they haven't really had close games. They've handled a lot of teams that people expected to give them more of a fight, and a lot of that is due to their defense. I wouldn't say that they haven't seen an offense that's as explosive as what we should be able to bring to Atlanta next week. I think it's going to end up being a score-for-score type defense steps up, but if this past weekend is any indication, I think we're going to be putting some points on the board, hopefully like we did as quickly as we did against Arkansas as well.
But we are, at this point, getting ahead of ourselves.
Yes, we are.
Because there's quite the ball game coming
Sin
up on Saturday.
Yeah.
Yes, Alabama and Auburn will be on the air at 11:30 in the morning from Jordan-Hare Stadium with a 2:39 kickoff on Saturday. General broad brush thoughts from you when you got ready for the Iron Bowl. Was it truly different than every other week, or ultimately was it just the next ball game?
You can sit there and say the politically correct things that it's just the next week, but you know that that's not. I mean, especially a lot of players that are from the state understand what it means to each fan base, and we understand also that anything can happen. You've seen the Iron Bowl enough to know that you can't. It doesn't matter how good Alabama is, and or how bad Auburn is, or vice versa. When you come into the Iron Bowl, you can wipe the slate clean. This is going to be a. They're going to give us their best shot. We're going to give them their best shot, and you just never know what's going to happen because it means a lot to these players. So, prepping for this game is always a little bit different. It's usually during Thanksgiving week, so school's usually out. You got more time to spend up there watching film. And then you're also thinking about spending time with your family as well. But you know that the focus, and the family understands the focus, is the game. But it's one of the biggest rivalries in college football.
Sure.
And so preparing for this every player knows it, and we know not to look forward. Even though we won this weekend and got ourselves into Atlanta for the SEC championship, this game is the most important game for a lot of people on this team and a lot of people in this state. So you're preparing extra hard because you especially know when you know you're going to Auburn. Yeah. And we've been there enough to know that there's some funny things that happen in that stadium at night as well. So you better be on your P's and Q's and not overlooking any time, no matter what Auburn's record is.
The thing you cannot do either is take for granted that, well, they're going to be an easier team to deal with because of injuries. Yes, Bo Nix is out. I understand that. Carlson is out. I understand that. But T.J. Finley can still, you know, play quarterback, and Ben Patton maybe not as solid a kicker or as proven of a kicker as some of the others have, but he did have a 37-yarder against the Gamecocks last weekend. You can't take it for granted that because they've got a couple of major cogs out that they're going to roll over and play dead. That's not going to happen.
No, and Auburn's got a good defense as well. So this is going to be a tough test. And they've got Tank Bigsby, one of the better running backs in the conference, and they've proven that they can hang with a lot of good teams. Gave Ole Miss a lot of problems, beat them earlier in the year, and they're capable of beating anybody. And that's the thing with the SEC is you can never roll over on any team because you look at what happened to Florida. They go into Missouri and probably had no expectations to lose that ball game, end up losing. It just never can discount anybody. Especially with Bo Nix being out, this is a different team. There's a lot of people who probably expect T.J. Finley not to give the same type of performance that Bo Nix would have. Anders Carlson out as a kicker. He's a big loss for them. I think it's, you know, this game can come down to kicks, as we all know. But hopefully it doesn't. Hopefully this is something that we get in hand pretty early on. But, you know, I think that T.J. Finley, and as an Alabama fan, you know that we've made some pretty mediocre quarterbacks look extra stellar in the past. Mm-hmm. And I don't know what it is. They're going to bring their A game every single time. And the target's on our back. And the best thing they can do, Alabama still has something to play for. We've got to play, obviously, next week. But we can't afford another loss. You know, there's an outside chance if something goes wrong in Atlanta that we only have two losses. We still got a chance to play in the postseason. You don't want to assume anything, and you don't want to give them any reason to count us out going into Atlanta. And Auburn knows that. They know that we still have a lot on the line with this game, and they're going to show up, and they'd like to play. You know, they're going to try to wreck the season for us. So if you think they're just going to lay down, you're sadly mistaken.
Yeah. We talked about Bryce Young being named the SEC's Offensive Player of the Week. Alabama swept the honors this week because Henry To'o was named Defensive Player of the Week, a career-best 13 tackles. He had three tackles for loss for a negative 17 yards, a couple of sacks for a negative 16 yards, season highs in every category. And Henry's going to be called upon. You mentioned Tank and how well he can run. Henry's going to be called on to make some big stops come Saturday.
No, there's no doubt, especially in I saw, you know, DJ Dale going down in warm-ups. Yeah. That's a huge loss. And exactly. So, you know, you saw Henry To'o step up in a big way because he was all over the field. He was flying all over the place, well-deserved. He's played extremely well from the first week until now, but this weekend was a great performance by him. It's the first time we've ever started talking about the defense and not mentioned Will Anderson first, even though we probably could have because he had a great game as well. But you know, when you get a linebacker that's all over the field, especially in a game with as much offense as Arkansas had and as we had, a lot of opportunities for him to make plays, and he stepped up in a big way for us.
We've got lots to talk about. We're glad you're with us on tonight's show. We'll come back. We'll go to your phone calls at 877-202-BAMA. That's 877-202-BAMA. So don't you go away. Crimson Tide Rewind, presented by Southeastern Pond Management, rolls on from Baumhauer's in Vestavia right after this on the Crimson Tide Sports Network from Learfield.
What is dedication?
My daughter started making necklaces. She makes what we call affirmation fashion. I tell her every day that your black is beautiful. And if there's anything better than being beautiful, it's being smart. And if there's anything better than being smart, it's being kind. And reaffirming that every day is our method of making sure her chin never drops.
That's dedication. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
These are the sounds of a dinner. A dinner that almost didn't happen. A dinner now served, thanks to people like you. Due to COVID-19, 17 million more Americans may face hunger. Feeding America is helping our neighbors in need. And if you're able, you can too. Donations are being accepted at feedingamerica.org/coronavirus. Brought to you by the Ad Council and Feeding America. 200 food banks strong.
It's time for today's STEM tip. Okay, you know recycling is important. No one wants plastic in the ocean. Here's a cool way to repurpose a plastic bottle. Build an awesome terrarium. Cut a large plastic bottle in half and fill the base with sand, pebbles, potting soil, and your favorite plant. I chose an African violet. Put the top of the bottle over your base and place it in the sun. Your plant will grow sealed in its own ecosystem. Fun, right? Learn more at SheCanSTEM. A message from the Ad Council.
Neil Armstrong waited 6 hours and 39 minutes to step onto the surface of the moon. Jackie Robinson waited 20 months to play his first game with the Brooklyn Dodgers. And even DiCaprio had to wait 22 years to win an Oscar. You can wait until your destination. Don't text and drive.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
People do some pretty cool things in their 40s and 50s, like go back to college, learn to skateboard. Okay, maybe that one's not for everybody, but saving for retirement is. At aceyourretirement.org, you can get on track with your retirement savings no matter your age. Just have a free 3-minute chat with the friendly digital retirement coach, Avo, and receive personalized tips to help boost your savings. Start chatting with Avo today at aceyourretirement.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
So it's an empty backfield behind Bryce. He'll clap his hands, backpedals, has time here. Steps up, looks long. Jameson's got the man beat. He makes the grab at the 30. He's to the 20. He's to the 10, to the 5. Touchdown, Alabama, 79 yards. You could see that one coming as far out as about the 35-yard line. Jameson had both defenders beat, and Bryce laid a dime into his hands. It was a beauty, and of course, when that kind of speed, nobody's going to catch. Once you get behind the defender, you're gone.
Well, that's the funny thing about it is he got behind the defender. We talked about it a couple weeks ago. How are you going to let the fastest guy on the field come off the line untouched and then just run behind everybody? You got a safety that's supposed to keep everybody in front of you. That's the whole premise of that defense that Arkansas plays.
They may not have a choice. I mean,
Put him at the goal line. I mean, I don't know what you got to do. It's the only way you can really stop this guy, but he just split both defenders. Beautiful throw. I mean, in stride, which is what you want to see. We saw a lot of that last year from Mac Jones, but Bryce has continued to improve with his deep ball, and Jameson Williams has been the beneficiary of it.
He's averaging 20.6 yards per reception.
That's unbelievable.
It really is. It's
unbelievable.
Remarkable. We're live tonight at Baumhauer's Victory Grill in Vestavia. Crimson Tide Rewind, presented by Southeastern Pond Management, protecting your liquid assets for over 30 years. To the phones we go. Parker joining us from Pace, Florida. Hello, Parker. Good evening.
Good evening, Eli and Corey. Roll Tide and happy Thanksgiving.
And the same to you, sir. We appreciate it.
And I know we got a big game this weekend down in the Plains, but as much as I want to, you know, we got to focus on Auburn right now, but I'm looking ahead towards that Georgia game. And I'm just, in y'all's opinion, do you think if it's a close game, do you think Bama still gets in with a loss?
Well, I'll tell you what. There's no way to answer that today because there's another game yet to go. does Alabama beat Auburn big? Yep. Do they barely beat Auburn? Do they lose to Auburn? A lot of variables there. So it's not that I'm trying to avoid your question, Parker, but at the same time, there's really no good way on November the 22nd to discuss what might be decided on December the 4th or 5th.
Yeah, and there's so much still left to go just outside of us. You know, There's other teams that still have to play that are in this conversation. Ohio State and Michigan play this weekend. There could be a shakeup there as well, but I'll give you the old standard save and answer. We are focused on this game.
Yeah.
Because if we don't win this one, then I can answer your question as we will not be getting it. But I think there's going to be a lot. This year just seems different than, especially since they came out with the college football playoff. There's one team that's obviously separated themselves from a lot of the others, but there's a lot of teams that are capable of getting in as long as they take care of their business.
Yeah.
And that's one thing we've got to do. I mean, we talked about it after we lost to Texas A&M. We have to make sure that we still control our own destiny. We got to go out and take care of business and win every ball game from here on out, and then go play Georgia in the SEC championship, and we still control our fate. Win that ball game, and there's no question they can't keep us out.
Thanks so much for your call, Parker. Our first call of the night brought to you, as always, by Alabama 811. Call Alabama 811 before you dig. A big welcome to a new sponsor on the show this evening, our friends at Dos Equis, who want to help you elevate your tailgate experience. Head to DosEquisSweeps.com and test your Bama knowledge for your chance to win an autographed Nick Saban photo and a whole lot more. Enjoy Dos Equis responsibly. Imported by Cervezas Mexicanas, White Plains, New York. Copyright 2021, Dos Equis Beer. But you knew all that.
Yeah, I did.
You did. That's.
I could have read that for you.
Everybody could. You should have. This weekend, when you prepared for the Iron Bowl, did you prepare the same way?
Yeah, we did. We always did. I mean, you try not to get to let the moment of the team or whatever it is. And Coach Saban's going to emphasize that over and over again. You got to focus on it like it is another game, because the problem that if you try to turn this into an event that's not like what we've done all the way up to this point, your emotions take over. Yeah. It becomes emotional for you. And then you get down there, especially since we're playing on the road in a hostile environment, and something happens. It's like 2009. We came out. Sure. Auburn really didn't have a reason to be in that ball game. And then they come out hot and score 14 points in a hurry in the first quarter. And if But you do your best. You do your best. You know things are going to go not as planned. And I think that's the best thing that Coach Saban always emphasized was we have to expect the unexpected. Because you know that it's not going to just show up to a game and it's just going to go exactly as we prepared for it. And you just got to be ready to rebound and be able to handle the adversity as it comes.
We're live tonight in Vestavia Hills, Alabama. Crimson Tide Rewind, presented by Southeastern Pond Management. We'll continue with more in just a moment here on the Crimson Tide Sports Network from Learfield.
I'm Cliff Meidel, two-time Olympic athlete in the sport of sprint kayaking. In 1986, my life changed forever when I struck three buried high-voltage cables while working on an excavation site. 30,000 volts of electricity blew through my body. I'm lucky to be alive and able to walk again. Accidents like mine can be avoided with a simple call to 811.
Accidents can happen to anyone. Know what's below. Always call 811 before digging. Brought to you by Alabama 811.
In football, a triple threat is a player who can do it all. For barbecue, Dreamland is a triple threat. You can dine in, carry out, or let us cater your next event. For the ultimate tailgating experience, nothing beats a rack of legendary Dreamland ribs with your favorite sides. If you've got a taste for winning, treat your team to dreamland. There ain't nothing like them nowhere. A proud supporter of the Alabama Crimson Tide.
Children's of Alabama reminds you that every child's head injury should be treated like a serious injury until a doctor says it's not. In fact, the CDC estimates some 4 million sports and recreation-related concussions occur each year. Even a minor fall or collision may be a concern. Symptoms typically include headaches, unsteadiness, confusion, or sleepiness. To find out what to do in case of a suspected concussion, visit childrensal.org/concussion and always dial 911 in case of an emergency.
Ah, hitting the road with the family. On your way to nonstop adventures. No worries ahead, because you know you can stop at a Chevron station along the way. Get fuel for your car, fuel for your crew. That's Chevron with Techron for unbeatable mileage and snacks for all. Coffee for mom, chips for the kids, cold drinks for dad. You know, for the road ahead. Toss in some laughs, out-of-tune singing, and a zillion, are we there yet? And you just made lifelong family memories. Chevron, together ahead.
At Alabama, it's all about hard work, commitment, and of course, championships. At Golden Flake, we focus on the simple southern goodness of flavorful snacks and championships. So when it's time to huddle up, grab your favorite bag of Golden Flake snacks, because when you tailgate with Golden Flake, you're taking part in an Alabama football tradition. Pick up your favorite Golden Flake chips or any other delicious snacks from the Utz family of brands. Golden Flake, the official chip of the Alabama Crimson Tide.
Discover something amazing at Cook Museum of Natural Science. Explore a cave, crawl inside a beaver lodge, marvel at live animals, including saltwater fish, turtles, snakes, jellyfish, alligators, and more. Experience nature close up through interactive exhibits and hands-on activities. Discover why life is amazing at Cook Museum of Natural Science in downtown Decatur, Alabama. For more information, visit cookmuseum.org.
Bryce claps his hands, loads up, throws across the middle. Williams, he makes the grab. He'll angle to the far side, 10. Turn it up the field, 5. And he'll roll further in for a touchdown. 32 yards. Bryce Young, Jamison Williams, touchdown, Alabama. Jamison finishing with a career best, 190 yards and 3 touchdowns. On only 8 receptions. I say only, that's still a good number, but it's just unbelievable what he did.
That math of averaging almost 21 yards a reception, that kind of adds up. It gets pretty close.
It really does. We're live tonight at Baumhauer's Victory Grill. And remember, folks, you need to stop by your local Baumhauer's Grill for new flavors this fall. Buffalo dipping chicken, buffalo chicken etouffee, all sorts of fresh Alabama Gulf seafood. Baumhauer's Victory Grill, the official watch party location of the Crimson Tide. That Go Fish dish, G-E-A-U-X, Go Fish, is a nice piece of white fish with Cajun spices. It sits on a bed of white rice topped with etouffee.
You're making me hungry.
Tough to beat it.
Yeah, it sounds pretty good.
Tough to beat it. It's available at your local Baumhauer's. Well, today being Monday meant that noontime, Coach Nick Saban got behind the podium and addressed the media as he does every Monday at noon. So why don't we take you back to the 12 o'clock hour, and in case you missed it earlier today, a chance to hear the opening comments of Coach Nick Saban at his press conference.
After reviewing the Arkansas game, we did a lot of really good things in the game, made a lot of explosive plays, really controlled the tempo of the game on offense. But there's always a little but, I guess. We made some critical mistakes in the game, whether it was on special teams, offense, defense, that never allowed us to really, put the game away. So those are things that we obviously need to correct, as I said, after the game, and things that we'll certainly address with our players. And I'm sure our players, want to make sure they get it right, and they're going to work hard to do it. Great to have a couple of our guys, Henry being the Walter Camp National Player of the Week, and Bryce, SEC Offensive Player of the Week. It's always great to see our players get, positive recognition for the types of games that they play, and both those guys were outstanding in the game. as you well know, the Iron Bowl is one of the best rivalries in the country. There's a lot of people in this state and all over the nation that have great interest in this game. A lot of people have a lot of passion for their schools, which is what makes this rivalry what it is. And, you know, it's always difficult place to play on the road when you go down to Jordan-Hare Stadium. So this is something that our players are going to have to really have a lot of respect for and do a great job of preparing. You know, Auburn really has a good team. You know, they've had some close losses. They've had some tough injuries. But I think T.J. Finley is a very good, capable quarterback who can make plays. He's big. He's got a strong arm. He's accurate with the ball. He's been in the offense all year long. He's got some experience. You know, the running back, Tank Bigsby, is, you know, as good as anybody in our league relative to his production, performance. He can make you miss. He's runs behind his pads. You know, Brian Harsin has done a really good job, I think, with this team. They present a lot of multiples on offense that are difficult to defend. They have a very good core of wide receivers. A lot of guys that have a lot of catches. They've got good tight ends. Their defense has played extremely well all year long. They're physical. They're very aggressive in the way they play. They create a lot of negative plays for the offense. And these guys are always good on special teams. You know, I know they lost a great kicker, but their punter is really, really good. They've got good returners. They play well on teams. So all the way around, this is a really, really good team. And I think, you know, our players are, it's all about the players, you know, when you play in this game. If you don't have success in this game, I don't care what else you accomplish in the season, there's always a but. And what comes after but usually isn't good. You've heard me say that before. So it's a big game for us to be able to continue to try to build some momentum, you know, into the rest of the season.
Coach Nick Saban, as he met with the media earlier today at the noon hour, and he's right, you know, it's always, well, we did this, but.
Yeah.
And that's never good.
No, you don't want to give him anything to talk about positive. You know, it's like Alabama makes it, wins the national championship, SEC championship, but Auburn beat us that year. You know, you don't want to give them opportunity to say that. But I'll never forget his first experience with the Iron Bowl.
Sure.
Playing in it, or coaching in it, in 2007. And after we lost that ball game, he was in the locker room, and you could tell it meant something to him.
Yeah.
And you don't know until you're in it. You know, he's just never been a part of it as a coach or a player, and it was a completely different experience to him. And so he understands the heightened awareness around this week every single year.
You know, I've had the pleasure of being asked to broadcast the Michigan State game. I've over the years been asked to broadcast UCLA, USC, and since Coach Saban was at Michigan State, we've talked about it. When I went to East Lansing for that game, you almost didn't know that there was a rivalry game going on. You pick up the Detroit newspaper. You turn on the Detroit TV stations. And, of course, that game was in November. Well, they were talking first about the Detroit Red Wings. Then they would talk about the Detroit Pistons. Then they would talk about the Detroit Lions. And then it would be, oh, yeah, by the way, it's Michigan State this weekend. It's a totally different approach. Same thing out in California. They talk about all sorts of sports. And in the paper, in the Detroit Free Press, I remember that it was like page 6 of the sports section before you got to see something about Michigan State. That would never happen down here.
You tell me that the Lions got headlines
because
before this game?
Yeah. Because it's a pro sports
community. I get it. You know, this rivalry is different from both of those in the fact that we have zero professional sports in this area. And so this game means a lot to a lot of people. I mean, people that went to school there, people who didn't go to school there. You grew up and you had to choose. I laugh all the time about people who moved to this state. It was like, which side are you on? It's the first question that you get from a lot of people. So it just means more, as the SEC logo always says. It's a big rivalry that it can make or break some people's years. You know, it's like they or either have a good year for after this or a bad year for the next 365 days until we get a chance to play again.
Folks, our comments from Coach Saban brought to you by Dreamland Barbecue. who offers you the triple threat: dine-in, carry-out, and catering service. Dreamland Barbecue ain't nothing like them nowhere, and a proud supporter of the Alabama Crimson Tide. Crimson Tide Rewind, presented by Southeastern Pond Management. They are proud to support the Crimson Tide, and you can visit sepond.com to learn more about their stocking plans, fertilizing, and pond maintenance services. Southeastern Pond Management. We're back with more in a moment here on the Crimson Tide Sports Network from Learfield.
Hey, y'all. I'm Riley Green. While performing keeps me busy on the road, Alabama is where I was born and raised, and it will always bring me back home to vote. Writing songs allows me to use my voice to tell my story. You, too, can make your voice heard by registering to vote and obtaining a government-issued photo ID. Your civic participation is crucial to the success of us as a state. Together, let's make a difference for Alabama.
For more information on how to register to vote in Alabama or secure a free Alabama photo ID, go to alabamavotes.gov.
The two-minute warning, the caution flag, the four. At PNC Bank, we believe in the power of a helpful watchout. That's why we created Low Cash Mode, the new financial watchout that gives you multiple options and at least 24 hours of extra time to avoid overdraft fees. Low Cash Mode on virtual wallet from PNC Bank. Available on all virtual wallet products. To learn more, visit pnc.com/lowcashmode. Copyright 2021, the PNC Financial Services Group, Inc. All rights reserved, PNC Bank, National Association, member FDIC.
Papa, why can't we telegraph while riding a horse?
Son, there ain't no one to blame but Jeffro. He was riding old Betsy the Stallion, tip-tapping away at his telegraph, when blam, ran right into the side of the saloon.
Well, if Jeffro can't do it, neither should you. Don't text and drive.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the Lingo.
GOAT, G-O-A-T, acronym, stands for Greatest of All Time. As in, spaghetti sandwiches for dinner? They're my fave. Dad, you're the GOAT.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
Is that a faucet running?
That's not a faucet. That's a river rushing through the forest. Forest rivers provide over 100 million people with clean water to drink.
What? I can't hear you because of the vacuum.
That's not a vacuum. That's the trees in the forest cleaning up the air we breathe.
I didn't know the trees were so amazing.
Yep, and the forest gives us shade, trees to climb.
That's awesome. Let's go explore some more.
Visit the forest today and enjoy all it does just for you. To learn more about the forest and find one near you, go to discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
You're not too cool for me. And in return, I reciprocate that sentiment. I'll never be too cool for you. I was a man with a plan, but now I'm a dad with a decree, and you can't take that from me. Please let it be noted that I told my job they can dock my pay. Right now, it's just too important to take you to school every day. I want to be legendary for you. I want you to puff out your chest when you go to school the same way I do. I walk taller because of you, because I found everything to live for.
That's dedication. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Price gets the snap, looks, still has time, takes off running, he's to the 10, then unloads right side, Leary, he's in for a touchdown. Oh my, what a play, 11 yards. It was a great play, and it's remarkable how the quarterback knows exactly where the line of scrimmage is. I was afraid that Bryce was going to go across the line of scrimmage.
Yeah, he looked like it. He looked like he was committed to the run. I think that's what drew the defender off of Christian Leary, left him wide open where he could walk into the end zone. Great moment for him to score his first touchdown. Coming in some not expected to play or didn't play early on in this season and stepped up in a big way, got himself a score. His teammates, you could tell they rallied around him after he scored.
Sure
they were celebrating with him. They were so excited for him.
Let's go to the phones. Cole is joining us from Tuscaloosa. Hello, Cole. Good evening.
Hello. Good evening.
Do you
think Will Anderson can win the Heisman this year?
Will Anderson can win the Heisman? Well, I don't know. My honest answer is he probably won't, because there are two quarterbacks who are putting up such gaudy numbers. Should he be considered? Absolutely, definitely, no question about it. Is he likely to win it? I'd love to see him get the consideration, but between Ohio State's quarterback and Alabama's quarterback, it might be tough for a defender to get the consideration he needs.
This award has just become, you know, quarterback of one of the best teams in the country. Yeah. It really has, and it's unfortunate.
The occasional wide receiver.
Yeah, you do. Yeah. Well, hey, Devontae Smith last year.
Yeah.
But for a defender to get... the good thing was is that they at least put his name into the mix this after last weekend.
He's got
after
some good talk.
He has, and he might even get an invite to New York. And I think if you look at what he has meant to this team, and if we go on to do what we hope we end up doing and finishing this season off the right way, he is just as big of a part of that as Bryce Young is. And that's what you look at as one of the a player that has made a huge impact on the team and the game in general. And if you take away Will Anderson from this season, do we win some of the games that we've ended up winning?
Probably not.
Probably not. No. He's made that much of an impact in a year that a defense that we talked about it going into last week. We were a top 10 defense, but on Saturday gave up a lot of points, didn't get off the field as much as we'd like to. I think we were 10 of 19 on third and fourth down, and just gave up some big plays that are not typical of these Alabama defenses. Yeah. So Will Anderson is a guy who's changed the outcome of a lot of games that we've played this year. So he should be recognized for that.
79 tackles, that's second on the team, only to Henry To'o. 26 and a half tackles for loss. 13 and a half sacks. He's been in the quarterback's face all day, all weekend. Eight quarterback hurries. He's broken up a couple of passes. I mean, he's done everything you'd want, but and I wish, with this being an Alabama show, I wish I could tell you, yeah, I think he's going to win the Heisman.
Yeah.
It's going to be tough for him to get enough consideration over those two quarterbacks.
Yeah, just knowing what we know about the award and how they give it out, it's probably not going to happen, but it's a big deal for if he gets invited to New York. That's a really big deal for
it
a defensive.
Really,
even there's a lot of things that are on that stat sheet that he does as well, you know, taking on blocks, pulling guards, causing running backs or quarterbacks or wide receivers to turn back into the – he just does everything right. Even if he's not the guy who is credited with the tackle or for the sack, he's usually impacting the outcome of the play, letting somebody else get the final stat, but it was caused by him.
Hey, folks, if you've missed any portion of tonight's show, you can always catch it on our on-demand podcast, the Alabama Insider Podcast. Just download and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. We're back to Baumhauer's in a moment here on the Crimson Tide Sports Network from Learfield.
You trained for this all year. Endless hours of cardio, conditioning, and weights. And now you are ready. Ready to trek back to your seat from the concession stand. Through the lines, lost fans, and that mascot who wants you to do a little dancey dance, all without spilling a drop of your ice-cold Bud Light. Welcome back to football, sports fans.
Wherever you are around the world, experience the power of the University of Alabama Online, a tradition of excellence. Choose from more than 70 online degree programs built upon decades of experience in distance learning. Learn from leaders. Advance your career with UA Online from the University of Alabama. Flexible, affordable, legendary. Visit online.ua.edu.
Here at Payless Drugs, we continue to be just what the doctor ordered. We know getting the medicine you need is especially important during these unique times. And for your safety and convenience, we offer a drive-through at every location. Plus, we have prescription delivery and contactless pickup at all locations. Now's the time to take care of your immunization needs. Stop by any of our convenient locations today.
Just what the doctor
Hey, y'all, I'm Riley Green. While performing keeps me busy on the road, Alabama is where I was born and raised, and it will always bring me back home to vote. Writing songs allows me to use my voice to tell my story. You, too, can make your voice heard by registering to vote and obtaining a government-issued photo ID. Your civic participation is crucial to the success of us as a state. Together, let's make a difference for Alabama.
For more information on how to register to vote in Alabama or secure a free Alabama photo ID, go to alabamavotes.gov.
Looking for a color change? Ask Sherwin-Williams. We've made it easy to try and buy color. Preview paint colors in your home with our Color Snap app. Then visit swsamples.com to have color chips delivered to your door for free. Or order peel and stick samples to try on your wall. When you're ready to paint, shop online or stop by your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store and get everything you need.
Tradition, honor, grit. We are Southeastern Pond Management. And for 30 years, we've been committed to being the leader in pond management. Our team understands what it takes to work hard and be the best. That's our legacy, and we are proud to support the Crimson Tide. So call today or visit scpond.com. Southeastern Pond Management, managing your liquid assets since 1989. Roll Tide.
Crimson Tide Rewind, presented by Southeastern Pond Management. Hey, folks, Payless Drugs is your locally owned family pharmacy with four locations in the Birmingham area. Payless can handle your prescriptions, over-the-counter solutions, and home delivery. Visit MyNewPharmacy.com to pay less. Some final thoughts from Corey as we look ahead to the Iron Bowl right after this on the Crimson Tide Sports Network from Learfield.
Right now, our country feels divided, but there's a place where people are coming together.
I was nervous to talk to someone so different than me.
Me too.
Love Has No Labels and One Small Step are helping people with different political views, beliefs, and experiences connect through conversation, and it feels good.
This conversation gives me hope.
It gives me a lot of hope, too.
Take a step toward bringing our country and your community together. Start a conversation at lovehasnolabels.com/onesmallstep. A message from StoryCorps, Love Has No Labels, and the Ad Council.
When you went car shopping, you meant business. You aced vehicle history searches and test drives. You out-salesman to the salesman. Now you've got your wheels. If you manage that, you can get your retirement plan on track. Visiting aceyourretirement.org can help. With 401k tips and smart saving strategies, you'll have the info you need to get more for your future. Go to aceyourretirement.org, because when it comes to speeding past financial challenges, you're an ace. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Learn more at She Can STEM. A message brought to you by the Ad Council.
Steven.
Who said that?
Me, down here.
Ugh, what are you, a yellow booger?
I'm a banana slug, Steven.
What are you doing in my room?
I'm your sense of adventure. It's been a long time since we've had an adventure in the forest.
Mom took me to the forest last year.
I'm a slug, Steven. It took me a long time to get here.
You're right. I should get out.
Yeah, the forest is not that far away.
Hey, Mom!
Come to the forest, where the more adventurous you lives. Check out discovertheforest.org for cool places nearby. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Alongside Corey Reamer, I'm Eli Gold. All right, let's get down to it here. The end of the show. What do you see happening come Saturday, Corey?
Well, I think the key for this is getting out, starting fast. You know, after the first quarter last weekend, it was 3-0. We ended up getting the ball rolling.
Yep.
But the worst thing you can do when you go on the road against your rival in a big game is to let them hang around. You know, you don't want to give them some hope. Come out early. You got to score fast. And then, you know, you look at what we did this weekend. I mean, how many times did we score in a matter of minutes? We didn't put together long, sustaining drives. We just need to do it early and often in these types of games, because if you let these types of teams that obviously aren't playing for much other than to help ruin our season and pride. They got a lot. I mean, and there's going to be plenty of that going on this weekend. But you don't want them to hang around and say, "Oh my gosh, we got a chance here. Let's just keep this thing rolling." Derek Mason is a great defensive coordinator. He's been in this league for a long time. You know he's going to have a game plan for this offense. He's gotten a lot of footage for what has given us fits throughout this season. And so I guarantee you he's going to have a great scheme coming in. So we're going to have to be able to handle the adversity early on, get points on the board as fast as we can. This offense just needs to continue to do what it did last week. We don't need to take our foot off this gas. That's because we've putting up points is the way that we win ball games, and you've seen them years in the past. Of it's a defensive team, it's an offensive team, and this offense just seems to be the one that's carrying a lot of momentum for us right now going into the end of the season. Not that the defense hasn't done their job, but you know that Auburn's going to have something drawn up, something that they're going to come out with that we haven't seen all year, especially now. You know, it's not like the pressure's on them. They're going to come out and give us everything that they can find to cause our defense fits. You saw with Treylon Burks last week with those funky formations, Arkansas's lining four guys up on one side and making sure they're getting one-on-one coverage with their absolute best wide receiver, and he made a ton of plays all night long. And so they're going to find ways to isolate and find those big plays as well.
Now looking ahead to what's on tap for the Crimson Tide, presented by Bud Light. Bud Light proudly welcomes Bama fans back to Bryant-Denny Stadium all of this season. This year, Bud Light is for the fans. Listen, on Wednesday, day after tomorrow, it's going to be Hey Coach and the Nick Saban Show. Normally it's on Thursday, but because of Thanksgiving, it's being moved to Wednesday. So Wednesday night from 6:30 until 8 at Baumhauer's Victory Grill in Tuscaloosa. Then Bama returns to action Saturday. The 86th annual Iron Bowl from Jordan-Hare Stadium. Kickoff against the Auburn Tigers set for 2:30. That means we'll be on the air at 11:30 in the morning right here on the Crimson Tide Sports Network. Corey Reamer, have yourself a wonderful Thanksgiving, and we'll see you next Monday.
Happy Thanksgiving to you. Roll Tide.
Roll Tide. We're back to wrap it up after this on the Crimson Tide Sports Network from Learfield.
When you see the SEC student athlete, it's easy to picture the swing, the stance, the form. But look closer, and you'll see the heart, the brain, the clutch lab partner, the avid two-stepper, the pride of a hometown, and a little brother's hero. More than students, more than athletes. In the SEC, it just means more.
Hey Alabama fans, this is Roger Hoover. Join me each Tuesday and Thursday at 2 p.m. Central on our CTSN Facebook page for Crimson Drive, driven by Tuscaloosa Toyota. This live streaming talk show features detailed breakdowns of each Alabama football game, plus conversations with Crimson Tide legends and a Hey Coach preview with Eli Gold. Be sure to like the Crimson Tide Sports Network on Facebook, and each Tuesday and Thursday at 2 p.m. Central, join us to Roll Tide with Crimson Drive, driven by Tuscaloosa Toyota.
The two-minute warning, the caution flag, the four. At PNC Bank, we believe in the power of a helpful watchout. That's why we created Low Cash Mode, the new financial watchout that gives you multiple options and at least 24 hours of extra time to avoid overdraft fees. Low Cash Mode on virtual wallet from PNC Bank. Available on all virtual wallet products. To learn more, visit pnc.com/lowcashmode. Copyright 2021, the PNC Financial Services Group, Inc. All rights reserved, PNC Bank, National Association, member FDIC.
We've all fallen into boring routines. We just keep doing what has to get done. Isn't it time to escape the old routine and make time for yourself? Make time to go out with old friends. Make time to add excitement back into your life. Make time to feel like a winner again. Life is more fun when you live it. So what are you waiting for? Escape every day at Wind Creek Casino and WindCreekCasino.com.
Well, it's been a good, fun show tonight here at Baumhauer's, and the restaurant is packed this evening. Everybody's here, either a lot of Buccaneer and Giants fans, or maybe because of the holiday. Whatever it is, it's a great crowd here at Baumhauer's in Vestavia tonight. A big thank you, of course, to all the guys and ladies here at Baumhauer's. They're always wonderful, wonderful hosts for us. Of course, our engineer here at Baumhauer's is Todd Robbins. Our studio engineer, as always, is Jerry Kelly. Corey Reamer has been alongside. I'm Eli Gold. Again, we thank you so much for joining us. And once again, remember that Wednesday of this week, the day after tomorrow, is Hey Coach and the Nick Saban Show from Baumhauer's Victory Grill in Tuscaloosa. Then Saturday on the air at 11:30, kickoff at 2:30, Alabama and Auburn, the Iron Bowl from Jordan-Hare Stadium on the Plains. Until then, have a very safe week. We'll talk to you on Wednesday. Until then, good night and roll tide.
Live from Baumhauer's Victory Grill in Vestavia Hills, Alabama, Crimson Tide Rewind has been presented by Southeastern Pond Management, managing your liquid assets since 1989. Also brought to you in part by Bud Light, it's for the fans. Golden Flake, the official potato chip of the Alabama Crimson Tide. And by Baumhauer's Victory Grill, legendary fun, legendary food, and the official watch party location of the Crimson Tide. The preceding has been a Learfield presentation of the Crimson Tide Sports Network.
Let's jump into Peppa's world of play. Look for spring flowers, hunt for muddy puddles, and bravely explore exciting places with Peppa play sets. Peppa Pig, inspiring kid confidence.